All right. You are listening to KTRU Houston. In the newsroom right now, we have Len on the phone with Cookie Galore. Len!
All right. All right, Houston. You asked for it and you got it. This is the telephone interview with Cookie Galore. And on the line is none other than Stacey Galore, one of the songstress from the band Cookie Galore. Say hello, Stacey.
Hi.
All right, everybody. Everybody's cheering, everybody's drinking, everybody's having a good time. All right, Stacey, so tell us where exactly you are from.
I'm from a suburb just outside of New York City called Yonkers.
Great. I think a lot of us know where that is. Actually, we had a New York caller earlier today wondering what time you were going to come on.
Oh, cool.
That's what I said. I said, hey. All right. Well, let's get down to business. Right now, we are going to hear a couple of tracks after this interview of the Precision Audio CD. And actually, one of the songs that we're going to play next is the Secret Kiss song. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this. What's your inspiration for that song?
Well, it's something that happened about 5 years ago. And it's also connected with my song, Get Over It. So Secret Kiss is about when I kind of hooked up with a friend. And Get Over It is about, a lot of people think it's about this friend's ex-girlfriend, but it's really about my ex-boyfriend. So it's about a personal situation that happened there.
Interesting how bad things can turn out to be really good. And let me ask you this. Which song that you wrote is your personal favorite and why?
Honestly, I can't say that any of my songs that I wrote are my personal favorite. I really like John's songs more, so I'd have to say my favorite Cookie Galore song at the moment is 5-Volt Logic, but it's always changing.
Okay. And that's the first song off their Audio Precision CD for anybody that doesn't know and would like to get a copy. As a matter of fact, Stacey herself is going to give one away, so be ready whenever we tell you to call in. But other than that, let's get back to the interview. Stacey, what groups or singers have influenced you the most and how?
I grew up listening to a lot of different things, but I guess as far as my music now, it's influenced me. I would have to say stuff from the 80s, like The Smiths and Morrissey, New Order, Depeche Mode, Duran Duran, The Cure, definitely, that kind of stuff. And actually, vocally, I used to sing in the car to Morrissey and The Smiths, so he's kind of influenced my voice, believe it or not.
Wow. Well, congrats to Morrissey, because he's a good teacher for you. All right, well, let me ask you this. When you guys created Cookie Galore, did you foresee the amount of success and popularity that you've gained in the last few years?
Well, when I started, it was a college thing, and we didn't really expect it to go this far, and we didn't expect it to go this long, because we've been together for 10 years now. And actually, by now, I would have expected us to be more successful. So I would have expected in 10 years we would have been picked up by, you know, maybe not a major label, but at least an indie label and be on a national tour. But we're still kind of doing everything on our own, which I guess is okay considering that, you know, we haven't really concentrated as hard as we should have on the band. And, you know, life kind of just takes over and you go on with your other careers.
Well, all right. Well, that's awesome. Well, here's the 411 on that. If anybody out there doesn't remember, Cookie Galore was the number one played CD on our track list here at KTRU. So I think that's pretty good, especially for Houston.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Stacey. What do you see in store for Cookie Galore in the next 12 months?
Well, we're going to start recording probably within the next few months. We're still, you know, constantly trying to get gigs around the area, and we would like to, you know, start to go outside of the New York metro area and go nationwide. That would be pretty cool.
And I think that'd be totally awesome. And, you know, my next question is, and probably the question for most people here in Houston, when will Houston be on Cookie Galore's tour map?
Well, now that's up to you guys, actually. Whenever you guys, I mean, meaning like, you know, the Houston music scene, whenever they will take us, we'll go.
Oh, heavens. Well, all right. Well, let me tell you right now, you are a very positive influence in the electronic scene, especially being female and especially producing a lot of your own tracks. So, all I can say is thank you, and Houston thanks you. And is there anything you'd like to say to the Houston audience right now?
If they want to find out more about us, they can visit us at www.cookiegalore.com. If they want to get our hold of our latest CD, Audio Precision, they can buy it off of Amazon. And yeah, thank you so much for making us number one on the playlist. And yeah, thanks for listening to us.
Well, thank you for playing and making such great music. And we can't wait for you guys to come down here. Worst case scenario, we'll just all fly up there. Now, let me ask you this. I know you're playing a gig somewhere in next month in New York somewhere. Can you tell us about that for some people that travel?
Actually, unfortunately, that gig got canceled.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's part of these gigs that this promoter, Lee Sobel, puts together. And they're kind of like electronica, new wave synth pop type festival, and he has them about maybe like every 4 months, and I'm sure he'll put on another one. I think the first one he put on, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Freeze Pop, they were the main band playing, so hopefully he'll reschedule.
Well, I think he should reschedule with just Cookie Galore as the headliner.
That would be good.
No, it's going to be awesome. Trust me, we love the CD. And as a matter of fact, right after this, we're going to play Secret Kiss.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Stacy, well, thank you for taking some time out. I know it's kind of late in New York right now.
No problem.
And, you know, just keep making the music. We're ready to hear it. We want something fresh, something electronic-y, because this is the electronic show. So thanks. And like Stacy said, if you guys want a free T-shirt and or a free CD, give us a call as soon as we start playing the Secret Kiss song. All right, Stacy. Well, you can just say bye to Houston, and we can't wait to see you and hear your next CD.
Great. All right, bye, Houston. Hope to see you soon.
Excellent. All right. Thanks a lot.
No problem.